Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's on a carpet. If he bent over, pulled out Sports Illustrated to read, and took a steaming dump on it, then yes, I would expect everybody over there
but
to
that's like an
do
antisocial,
something about it.
That's like an antisocial behavior. You can get like hauled off to a mental institution for that. Listen, I'm just going to level, and everyone can say exactly what I'm sure they're all thinking. I think Callis ripped Crowley on this
Well,
front.
There's more if you want to hear it.
But I know my first inclination is, man, it's a logo on a carpet.
Yeah.
The Penn State S was also like a big sacred thing in that locker room. Dupuy once in the Penguins' new locker room at the new arena.
Yeah.
Back when it was just opened. I had like a corner of the boot I was wearing on like the very edge of the logo, and he goes, hey, watch out, Talbot will throw his jock at you. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Yeah, that was always a big thing in the Penguins dressing room. I'm not sure if it still is, but they used to have the logo in the middle of the room, and if you stepped on it, you were dead meat.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. That's more college or high school stuff. I can at least get it. It's like a weird team building thing.
So let me just get this straight with Doran for a second here. You're telling me if, let's say, Avante Maddox was on a tour over at Penn State, and he sent out an Instagram video of him like walking down a hallway there, and he put like his middle finger in the frame,
mm-hmm.
and the Penn State logo on the carpet underneath it, and sent that out, that Penn State fans wouldn't go, or Pitt fans wouldn't like go bonkers for it in a good way?
Hell yeah, dude.
They'd love it. They'd say, build this guy a statue.
Also, what you're describing, by the way, is actually like more quote unquote offensive than just dragging your very clean cleats over a piece of carpeting. Like, actually flipping the bird, I would think, would be considered
more of an
offensive
shot. If there was a Trojan horse situation where a Pitt player got into the Penn State facilities and left, like, an H2P, like, wrote it somewhere, Pitt fans would love it.
Or if a Pitt fan got into West Virginia's facilities and successfully read a book on premises.
Right, so, like,
people would love it.
I don't see where this is, like, a scarlet letter on Beanie Bishop as a human being, like, he's no longer a professional he's a West Virginia guy who hates Pitt.
Let's do some more, though. I want to hear some more of this. Doran laid down an initial gauntlet here.
This
and
is
then what?
When things start getting heated between Callis and Crowley.
You're trying to make it about the rivalry. We're talking about Beanie Bishop doing a dumb thing as a professional football player.
Exactly.
Hey, well, he did it because of the rivalry. Him.
So his full intention was, yes, this is going to help the rivalry. This is going to motivate
his full intention
Pitt
is he
or
hate,
West
he's
Virginia?
A mountaineer who hates Pitt, Callis.
He used to be a mountaineer there. He's a Pittsburgh
Once
Steeler
a mountaineer, now. Always a mountaineer.
Well, let me.
When did I say West Virginia fans wouldn't get pissed about this? And Callis, butt out, man. You went to friggin' Waynesburg.
Yeah, get out of here. I played more sports than you did in my life.
I think now
everywhere
it's getting
I'm
personal.
From, everywhere I'm from is just getting
crushed.
Grenades.
I think Callis,
Crowley and Pony.
I think Callis actually had a line. I don't know if you cut it, Pony. He had an he absolutely
there's more.
There.
There's
he
more.
Annihilated Crowley from
there's,
what I heard.
There's more, but it. Do you think it's crossed the Rubicon from them just having a lighthearted sports discussion to now
you
we're going to start taking
you can
shots
tell
at each other?
Tensions rising. I mean, I know what it sounds like when tensions are high on a morning show, that's for sure.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah, you said butt out, you played D3 baseball, and that's...
No, I said butt out, you went to Waynesburg. We're having an impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
jeez, dude.
When was the last time you played in a competition?
I was 20, and I was at Waynesburg playing D3 baseball in college. So,
yeah, how many games you play?
Some.
Okay.
More than you, that's the fact. And we didn't have ice cream after the game.
Harry, I'm not questioning your athletic prowess.
You are if you're saying you butt out. You told me to butt out of the conversation before, and I'm tired of this. You told me to butt out because I played D3 baseball. So Harry, get out of here. Harry. Get out of here. Don't talk to me. I'm done now. You take the callers. You told me to take callers? Take the callers. There's sex on hold. Let's go.
Homer said sex on hold there. I felt like the end of that was a little bit contrived from Callis. That's just my ears telling me that. I think Callis has a bit of a sense of stagecraft, and I think that was a little bit contrived.
I don't think so. I think he's very, very, very protective of his baseball career, and I think the fact that Adam made even a reference to it in a sarcastic, critical way pissed him off. Yeah, that's what I think. Donnie?
Callis owned him.
I mean, Callis,
and I think Crowley knows it.
Callis hitting him with the last time you were in a locker room where you were competing, they gave you ice cream afterwards. It's just, you can hear Doran in the background.
Doran loved it.
Doran's on the opposite side of Crowley, and I think he even hurt for Crowley as a friend. That was so vicious.
That was one of Callis' best lines, I think, ever on these airwaves.
Yeah, I mean, it was, there was really no coming back from that from Crowley. And I think Crowley was rattled by it, too. You could tell Crowley didn't know what to do.
Well, he still went back to, okay, were you good at Waynesburg?
D3 is still playing college sports.
He kept trying to play that card over and over again.
He still was on the team. Was Crowley on the team? The one thing Callis said that I think is completely laughable, he goes, he used to be a Mountaineer. When you go to the school and then you graduate and make it to the pros, that doesn't suddenly mean you didn't go there. What the hell is Callis talking about with that?
So, I guess...
Yes. For example...
Yeah.
Reggie Bush, well, actually, because of all those violations, USC probably can't claim a bunch of the stuff that happened, but you know what I mean? Like, Aaron Donald, he ceased to be a pit man. Darrell Revis, not a pit man. Larry Fitzgerald, no way. He became an Arizona Cardinal.
I think what he was saying was, you're not a college athlete anymore, so you act like you're a Steeler and not like you're a West Virginia football player. And a West Virginia football player would quote-unquote, deface the pit logo, player would not.
Hold on, for all of you, because we're all when we talk about college football on the show, the times it comes up, usually one of the laments and one of the subjects is how sanitized it's become. Donnie was watching a literal two-hour cut-up of the 2009 college football
yes,
season
he was.
Today.
And you guys loved it.
Which was awesome, yeah, it was cool, and we kind of reminisced about how it'll never be that way again. Isn't what Bishop did, even if you're a Pitt fan who's fuming about it, isn't that sort of the spirit of why college rivalries exist?
Yes, I love it.
It's the spirit of the thing. I'm a Pitt fan, and I think I don't love that he did it, but that's why you have rivalries. The fact that if you're a Pitt fan, you're mad is what you're supposed to feel.
Right. There's two different things here.
This is the spirit of the thing for me.
There's two different things that battle with each other. There is the element of you're a Pitt fan. You don't like when a West Virginia player or anybody affiliated with a rival school tries to punk you or get one over on you. So you get mad at him for that. The other issue that seemed to be more at the heart of their discussion was how this was some kind of unprofessional act by Beanie Bishop that was unbecoming of a Steelers player I find that notion ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of the acts committed by Steelers players are a lot more unprofessional than wiping clean cleats on a carpet. That's venturing down into the Joe Buck, this is a disgusting act territory
Randy
Moss.
I didn't listen to it, but I knew that they had talked about this, so I was going back to find some of this audio here to play here. I saw that a question to one of their segments was, should Beanie Bishop be cut for this?
That can't be serious.
Yes! They actually asked that! Should
he
be released?
Yes?
I don't know! Should he be released for wiping clean cleats on a carpet? You've had guys that have driven their car and bounced off of other cars in a very highly populated part of Pittsburgh who were not cut for
it. We've had a lot of guys who did a lot of things or were alleged to have done a lot of things.
This is a fireable offense? Are you mad? I mean, I could see if it was like Art Rooney's face and he like rubbed his taint on it or something like that. Then you might cut him for it. He doesn't play for Pitt. He plays for the Steelers. Come on, people. I mean, even Whaley got in on the act. Listen to this.
When you think about this, when you get invited to someone's house.
Oh, my God.
And that's basically when you're in their house, that locker room, how sacred it is. And for them to be invited guest over and for him to do this, it just shows how unprofessional, but to the core, what type of person he is.
Hold on. Doug's talking about it like it's the sanctuary at a Catholic church.
I think my rebuttal would have been about when, what was it, Josh Miller's house that Joe got invited to?
Oh, and then he pulled a Jeff Daniels on the toilet in there, man. That was it. More blowouts than the 07
Pats. I mean, I don't have the clip, but someone texted and said Whaley, straight-faced on the air, said, it really makes you wonder about the kind of players and character of players the Steelers target now.
Oh, this is the line.
Oh, as if this was the starting point.
I just now started to question that.
I mean, I hope Crowley just said, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's college football.
Yeah, that's
a West Virginia player went over to the Pitt facility. What is he supposed to do? Get down on his feet and kiss everybody's ass? He's supposed to go up to Pat Narduzzi and say, hey, Pat, remember when you came to Morgantown 2 years ago?
To be fair,
we beat the crap out of you. I'm sorry we did that to you. My bad. I mean, come on now.
To be fair, Doug is the GM of Pitt football, so he's got to.
No, but he's the guy that could have put the fire out and said, look, this is no big deal, guys. No property was damaged. He didn't break anything. He did. If he went and get that, if he took that sacred vase that they act like is the effing Heisman trophy and smashed that, well, then maybe Pitt fans could be pissed. Come on now. And the fact that Bishop had to talk today and like people were trying to press him to offer an apology for this.
I love that Beanie just like seemed to be very amused by all of it.
Yeah,
and
said they stopped talking
everything
in the second half of last season. He's leaning into it. I'm happy for
him.
Yeah,
I like that he just
Pitt
basically trolled the concept.
Pitt fans need to grow up and actually not be so offended by things.
I can't get over it.
Come on, stop
being
sensitive Sally's here.
I know that athletes talk about how sacred the locker room is, and that's what most of them who retire say they miss the most when they're not playing. I get that. To hear Doug talk about it, though, like it was a church or like the tabernacle's there is just
Doran said,
I'd
never
much.
Do that to Bob Pelko. Well, he loves Bob. But if Bob wasn't the coach at Penn State, if his kid took a dump in the Penn State facility and didn't flush the toilet, he'd think it was the funniest thing of all time. Now we got to hear about how anybody that goes over there, they would have jumped him and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
They would have assaulted a man because he wiped his cleats on a carpet.
I know. It's comical.
And I got people texting me saying Crowley acted like a douchebag this morning. That he was the bad guy in all of this.
Well, I think that's because he's doing mornings on the Pitt flagship and he's a West Virginia guy. So I think he's always going to be skating uphill on that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Front.
Fan Outlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Beanie Bishop talked to reporters yesterday. It's not every day a backup nickel corner, slot corner, talks 2 days in a row at OTAs, but he felt the need to, I guess, because of this now brewing controversy of him wiping his clean cleats.
This whole story really tickles me, the absurdity of it.
Donnie, you heard it live this morning, and they made it into a huge deal. I mean, what was your reaction? You were driving around listening to it.
Yeah, I mean, so I was listening when the guys had Doug on, and I did think it got a little bit silly, like the way that they were talking about, oh, you can't, you know, it's such regal ground, such hallowed ground, as if he's walking into some basilica and like taking a whiz. That is not what happened here. Plus, our rivalry is not sacred anymore in college football. You guys brought it up 10 minutes ago. They are taking away rivalries from us left and right. College football, college athletics are trying to kill rivalries as much as they can. We got to keep them alive somehow.
If a Pitt player wrote Joe New inside the Penn State facilities,
oh, it'd get celebrated.
They'd want to build the guy a statue and put him in the Pitt Hall of Fame next year.
I'd agree with
Come
that.
On now.
I would agree with that.
Every Pitt fan who's pissed off about this is 100% two-faced and hypocritical about it.
Well, the thing about this that I laugh at the most is all you're saying is true, like if the shoe was on the other foot. And it's just like that's what makes rivalries fun is that there's almost like no boundaries of taste. But it's like does anybody that gets the most fired up about it have even a shred of self-awareness about it? That's what kills me.
Here's what Pitt should be offended by. The fact that they lost every game at the end of last year. How about we fix that? You want to really get offended by something? How about we fix that problem? That would be my first step here. Who cares about a guy's clean cleats on our logo? How about we win some friggin' games in November and December? Let's boil down and let's hone in on that. We're mad about some Steeler who walks through here? Now, if there were muddy cleats, I understand. There's a whole bill that comes with
then
that.
Then you've got to pay the bill. Then you've got to get like your Stanley Steamer or somebody in there. Oh, wait.
Right.
No, zero res.
Sorry, spell it backwards or forward. It spells the same.
Spells
exactly.
The same. Empowered water, things of that nature.
Right.
I love it. It's the old never graduate stuff. You know what this is a real story for? Paul Feinbaum should be doing this story. Because this could do, he could
do
4 hours on
the
air.
Down south, guys were
if this happened
killing trees. They hated the other team so much.
If this happened in Auburn's locker room,
committing actual crimes.
Yeah, Toomer's Corner. Paul Feinbaum could get 4 hours easily out of this, maybe a whole week. But come on.
Doug Whaley wanted Beanie Bishop cut on the spot.
Excommunicated.
He said, this guy's competing for a job.
I think Crowley.
This could be the last straw for him.
I'm going to give Crowley this much. I think if it was a West Virginia player doing it, a Pitt player doing it to West Virginia, excuse me.
Yeah.
I think Crowley would have taken it in relatively good humor. Like, I don't think Crowley would have gotten as fired up about it.
I think he would have said, let's see who gets the last laugh on September 13th.
Sure. He would have, but that's like a sane person response to it.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, he really got Callis worked up.
I mean,
when you start talking about their alma maters on that show,
and again,
that's really when the insults start hurling. That's really when the kumbaya nature of that show goes out the window.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Bonhomie there. I think Callis still got the line of the day. The ice cream line was just vicious.
Let's see if I can play that again here.
It was real good.
I have ice cream after the game. I'm playing D3 baseball in college. So
yeah, how many games you play?
Some.
Okay. Impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
Dorn loved it.
I know. You did Dorn's off. That's good.
Here's Max on the fan. Hello, Max.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't really think it's that huge of a deal, but the guy's got to think about who he is and where he's at. I mean, he's an undrafted guy.
Yeah.
He didn't exactly bathe himself in glory last year.
I mean, he picked off Aaron Rodgers twice, and now we're making out with him to bring him in as a quarterback.
But you're in a practice facility that you share with that, you know, with that college.
And what did he vandalize?
He didn't vandalize.
What did he ruin?
Like a jackass.
Just, he did. How?
Know, comport yourself like you're an
how?
Actual. Are you going to be? Are you? Do you play for the West Virginia Mountaineers or do you play for the Pittsburgh?
But I mean, Max, haven't you ever heard the term "never graduate"? That these rivalries or like these feelings about your rival school carry over well into the pros. That's why guys will have like gentlemanly wagers on a game or something like that.
I've also heard the term "never grow up." You know.
But okay, so doing something that's like sophomoric versus you're acting unprofessional are two very different things.
I'm not saying he should get cut. I'm just saying, think of where you are.
Let me ask you.
He's in the Pitt facility as a West Virginia alum.
Okay. No, he's in the Pitt facility as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Oh, you're not allowed to be two things anymore, huh? You only have to be a Steeler. Nothing else matters.
Max, let me ask you a question about
West Virginia.
Hold on.
Got put on hold by accident. Go ahead, Max.
Max, I have a question. I think the thrust of what you at first sort of said was that Beanie Bishop hasn't been there, done that enough in the NFL, really.
Right.
Like, he hasn't been good enough. So let me ask you, Zach Frazier, monster rookie year as a West Virginia grad. If he goes in there and does the same thing as an already more accomplished player than Beanie Bishop, is it better or is it more acceptable in your mind because he's actually played better for the Steelers?
He's done something, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but Beanie did something, too. He turned a game that looked like it was headed to be a loss.
Max, I'm sure your guys Cam Hayes. I'm sure
right twice a day, too.
Yeah, I'm sure Jack Sawyer would act like a choir boy if he was at Michigan's facilities. I'm sure he'd act like he was just a great guy there.
If he does it in his rookie year, then he's a jackass, too.
Oh, my God. Come on.
The basilica line is
I know this is hard. Take whatever college you root out of it and just try to look at this objectively. But apparently nobody can do that. Oh, he was sent there as a delegate of the Steelers Nation, so he needs to act like he's on his best behavior. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't break any rules. It's not like Mike Tomlin, like a field trip when you take a kids on a bus to go to the zoo and says, all right, here are the do's and don'ts for the day. He didn't say, if I catch anybody wiping their clean cleats on this logo, I'm going to have your ass. That didn't happen. You know what? I bet Tomlin likes it. I bet he likes the local rivalries. I bet he's like, you know what? Good.
I mean,
I like this guy with a little chip on his shoulder. He's still mixing it up with these guys.
No person on the Steelers in the last couple of years has done more to besmirch Pitt than Matt Canada did as their offensive coordinator. So, I mean, what Beanie did is like small potatoes. Not a big
deal. I can think of a lot of unprofessional things Steelers have done over the last 10 or 15 years, and this isn't even in the top 1,000. Here's Matt next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Matt.
So, as a Pitt fan, I must be in the small minority, but I love it. You are injecting life into this season when, like you guys have said, college football has ripped away the very fabric of sport, unless you're like a fan of
Matt, you got an extra seat on that bus because I'm with you. I'm like with you 100%. I think that's exactly how I view it. It's fun. It injects a little life. I like it.
You want to be mad about something? How about we try to win more than 7 games? How about that? That's how I would look at this.
Yeah, the end of last season, you know, just suck the life out of, you know, like I said, hope for this season and having, you know, a strong interest in it, and something like this just injects life into the season.
Thank you, Matt.
Terry on YouTube, I went to Pitt, graduated from Pitt. I love Pitt. I love that Bishop hates his school's rival. That is what sports are about.
Here's Dick in Newcastle. Hello, Dick.
Hello, man. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, so look, Tony Mueller, I'm a 13-year Whipple coach. There is unwritten rule 1 through 10, and that is that you do not walk on the other team's logo. We have teams that we hate to the core, and that is just nothing more disrespectful. You can't do it. It is the last thing you do. And anybody who defends it has never put on pads.
So then, by that logic, Dick, you would have never drafted Devin Bush or any Michigan player?
Why do you say that?
Because of what Michigan did after they beat Ohio State last year.
No, I'm talking about the personal conduct.
Yes, I'm talking about when Michigan players went out there and put their flag on Ohio State's logo after they won the game. Isn't that the same thing you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
So right, that means Graham, Kenneth Grant, all those guys would have been completely off your board. Nope, sorry, you're unprofessional. You broke the cardinal sin, the cardinal rule. You're not playing here anymore. Sorry, you're done. Right?
Yeah, yes, because guess what? Guys in the NFL, they get knocked on the draft board all the time because of their personal conduct.
So what? Can I ask one more example? Baker Mayfield went into Ohio Stadium and planted the flag.
Right.
At midfield after they beat Ohio State. He went number one overall in the draft. If you were the Browns,
he would have been off of Richard's draft board.
You would
completely.
Not have taken him, correct?
Yep. Let me tell you what you guys are doing.
No, answer your question, yes or no.
I'm about to answer your question.
Hey, Richard, do me a favor. Don't take up an attitude with us, okay? We brought you on the show. We're giving you airtime. Don't come on here and throw 13 years in our face like you're friggin' Bear Bryant. Let's have a conversation as peers. And if you don't want to have a conversation as equals, guess what? We'll hang up on you and we'll move on. I'd like to have a nice, pleasant conversation with you, but you're on here trying to pick a fight with us. And I'm not going to stand for it anymore, Richard. So go ahead, finish your point.
So listen, you guys are trying to attach personal performance onto people's demeanor and their character. No, what Baker Mayfield did is absolutely wrong. What Beanie Bishop did is wrong. The point I am trying to make is that the last thing you can do, the number one unwritten rule in football, is that you put your feet on another team's logo. When we practice on Thursdays, we don't even put our feet on our own logo.
That's the number one rule. So if I started asking around, I text Cam Hayward, what's the number one rule in football? He'd say, don't go on another team's logo, right?
I bet you he would.
So then why did he let Juju Smith-Schuster dance on teams' logos for an entire year?
Because he's not responsible for another man's personal conduct. That we don't know what happened in the locker room. He might have went every day and said, you know what?
So why did Mike Tomlin let it happen?
Well, Mike Tomlin lets a lot of things happen. I can't speak for how he runs his football team.
All right, now we're agreeing on that. Thank you.
Can you imagine if a team took that rule to the extreme and refused to run plays in the middle of the field?
Do you think that Richard...
They line up and say, like, oh, hold on, boys. Between the 45s, we're just going to have to run to the boundary here.
Do you think that Richard thinks I was serious with that, like...
Lecture
I gave him?
I think he probably did.
Do you think he did, Don?
I think you came off kind of... Yeah. If you were trying to lay it on thick there, I think you might have failed. I think that might have been too close to serious.
Well, you didn't think Callis was serious.
About which part?
So now I'm trying to put you in the same spot. Was I being serious with the guy, or was I busting his balls?
No, I think you were busting his balls. Because we had him on for a pretty long time, and your tone abruptly shifted to hectoring parent, lecturing father.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time for our weekly chat with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. He's sponsored by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. All right, as the Rodgers turns, Mike, what is your latest opinion on what's going on with the free agent quarterback?
I think we're so close to the end of the offseason program. At this point, it makes sense for him to just let it play out, see what happens between the end of the mandatory minicamp and the start of training camp. You never know what opportunities are going to emerge. Maybe the Vikings look at the practice film from their mandatory minicamp and other OTAs and decide J.J. McCarthy is close but not ready to try to get them over the hump, and that 1 year with Rodgers could do that. However that plays out, there's no reason for the guy who always says, I'm open to anything and committed to nothing, to commit to the Steelers weeks before training camp opens if he's not going to be there for the mandatory minicamp. Now, I know some believe he's going to show up for the mandatory minicamp. That's consistent with what others have said. Ian O'Connor, when he was on, I think, your show.
Yep.
The guy who did the biography, be there for the mandatory minicamp. You know, because the problem is, if they lose week one to the Jets, it's going to be easy for people like me to say, if the guy just would have been there for the offseason program, he would have been more ready to go.
That's, and he loses the high ground to rip receivers. He loses the high ground to rip receivers if they're not on the same page, Mike. That too, I think.
Well, that's right. Because he needs to be comfortable with them. They need to be comfortable with him. I do think that whenever he does this, the first order of business is going to be to trade for Alan Lazard. I really don't think that the Steelers are waiting to add a receiver because they're having a hard time sifting through their options. I think it's all, we go one way if we have Rodgers, we go another way if we don't. And if they have Rodgers, I think they try to get Alan Lazard.
I mean, wouldn't the 4D chess move there then to be to just acquire Alan Lazard and then dare Rodgers to go somewhere else that doesn't have Alan Lazard?
Well, but then you're stuck with Alan Lazard, who
yeah,
frankly
calls your bluff.
Stinks when yes. Rodgers isn't his quarterback.
Touche.
Well, Mike, yeah. So along those lines, I mean, if Gabe Davis signs with the Steelers tomorrow, will that in a way make you think that Aaron Rodgers is less likely to come here?
A little bit, because I don't know what he thinks of Gabe Davis. He doesn't know Gabe Davis beyond, you know, casually. They haven't been on the same team before. Unless he's telling them behind the scenes, hey, I've studied Gabe Davis film, I'd really love to play with him. But on the surface, anything other than acquiring Alan Lazard would be just another little, like, if we're trying to balance, it would be a pebble on the side of they don't think they're going to get him.
Mike, do you think ultimately, if you're picking one or the other, or ascribing Rodgers' indecision to one or the other of these two things, what do you think it's more about? He's still more committed to the idea of trying to find other opportunities that aren't in Pittsburgh, or he just doesn't feel like doing any stuff with the Steelers until he absolutely has to?
I'd say it's probably an aversion to the offseason program and thinking he doesn't need to participate in the offseason program in order to be ready to go. And look, Brett Favre, the year that he took the Vikings to the brink of the Super Bowl, he didn't show up until the middle of August. They were already multiple weeks into training camp, and it worked out well there. It just puts more pressure on everyone when he does show up. Some people think he's still waiting for the Vikings. I think the Vikings have made up their mind, and they're not going back on it. I really do. But if someone in that organization gets intoxicated by the idea of what they could be with Rodgers, and there's an argument to be made that they would be better with Rodgers. That's why the Steelers are waiting. They know they're going to be dramatically better at the quarterback position than they've been since Ben Roethlisberger retired if they get Aaron Rodgers. So they're willing to continue to do something that most Steelers fans would say, I can't believe the Steelers are doing this. What's the world coming to?
Mike, there was a hypothetical trade thrown out by ESPN today in which the Falcons would get a 2026 sixth-round pick and the Steelers would get Kirk Cousins and cash considerations back. This article said that the Falcons would swallow $20 million or more in the deal to make it happen. Does that seem realistic to you?
I think at this point the Falcons' best play is to just wait for what could be an inevitable injury to a starting quarterback that knocks him out for the year. In 2023, there was a rash of them, including Cousins and Rodgers, coincidentally.
Yep.
Last year, for the most part, the quarterbacks were healthy, and there wasn't that urgent need. But we've seen multiple instances over the years where a team suddenly finds itself without its starting quarterback, and it becomes very desperate. And I think if that would happen, the Falcons would get more than a sixth-round pick, and they'd pay less than $20 million to unload that contract. The problem is they have to pay those checks out at a significant amount of money. $27.5 million is his salary this year. Divide that by 18. That's how much he gets every week. Trade deadline is Tuesday after week nine. But you'd be banking on a serious injury happening somewhere, and you're going to get more than that low amount that you would get from a team like the Steelers. And I'm not even sure the Steelers want him. Look, Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, surely knows enough people still with the Falcons to get an unvarnished viewpoint of why they think he fell apart last year, 13 weeks in, and had flashes from time to time throughout the season of guy who just didn't have it anymore. And hell, week one, he seemed to be still bothered and overcompensating for the Achilles tear. So they may not want a guy like Kirk Cousins at this stage of his career. He needs to get his whole body into the throws. Rodgers still has that flick of the wrist, and it goes 70 yards.
Mike, not that this is necessarily important in the grand scheme of things with this Rodgers saga, but the longer it goes, and if it actually blows up in the Steelers' faces and he just doesn't report, let's say everybody else gets fooled, Ian O'Connor, everyone, he doesn't come to the Steelers, what would that do to Mike Tomlin standing around the league, where I think, unlike here in Pittsburgh, he is still viewed borderline reverentially by everybody that covers the league and even people inside the league who are his contemporaries?
Well, I think we probably would want to try to find out more about what happened at the end of the day and why Aaron Rodgers didn't come. But based on what we know now, it would feel like a rejection of Tomlin by Rodgers, because based on what we know now, everything points to this is a Tomlin move. This is a Tomlin play. This is Tomlin sticking his neck out for a guy that could help them get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. And I think that's the pass-fail on this. If they don't win a playoff game, why did you do this? This is a move to try and think back to why Tomlin decided to go with Russell Wilson after, what was it, six games last year? Justin Fields was doing well, but the thinking was Wilson's been to the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Wilson's the guy who's more likely to get us to the top of the mountain. We're in the business of trying to win a Super Bowl. So, look, this is the move by Tomlin. He's trying to win a Super Bowl. I think anything less than winning a playoff game makes the whole thing a waste of everyone's time.
Mike, last one. when we talk next week, will Aaron Rodgers be here in Pittsburgh at Steelers minicamp?
Common sense points to yes, but there's nothing common or sensical when it comes to anything Aaron Rodgers does. And I think he loves to build mysteries. He likes to get attention by staying quiet. You know, some people go out in the street and say, hey, look at me. Some people deliberately stay quiet because they know what it's going to do. I think yes, but with Aaron Rodgers, you never know what he's going to do until he does it, and he loves it that way.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Mike, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
See you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.